Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. All right. Now, another factor that contributes to people's resistance to truth is ego protection. Ego protection. The human psyche employs various defense mechanisms. Denial, rationalization, projection, just to maintain a self-image. Truth-telling circumvents these projections, creating psychological tensions inside that person's mind and that matrix at that time. Would you present somebody the truth? And so why do people deny truth? Why do they, you say this and you'll be like, well, you know, take this into account, take this into account, sugarcoat stuff. Or their response is projection. It's not because of the truth. It's to maintain protect their ego from being bruised.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bruised ego. That'll put a lot of people in their place. To bruise some of these folks' ego, they'll sit the hell down somewhere real quick and think about their actions. And when they'll stop acting the way they do, and then conversations like this will get smaller and smaller and smaller until it becomes the norm. Let's normalize this shit.
Which gets to the next reason. There's a social script. A social script would be what you just said. Normalizing. Would you say?
Yep.
By the way, I don't know if y'all are sports fans, but y'all hear this all the time. Like in baseball, there's unwritten rules in baseball. You ain't supposed to, you know, show off when you hit a home run. You can't flick the bat and all that. Man, that ain't in the rule book. But just because your ego is all butthurt because I just hit a home run off of you, strike me out. You shouldn't have put that pitch there. I wouldn't have hit it over the park, over the fence.
Tighten up.
Nah, I can't celebrate because you're going to be on the mound with a bruised ego.
This is where I believe people come up with the word conceited or arrogant or bragging or boasting. I'm celebrating my victory. Hey, my fault, I caught you slipping. That's it. The better man won. Go on over there and lick your wounds. Think about what you did. Get back in the gym and come back next time a better player.
A better player. Go practice. Maybe you'll do better. But so, society functions the same way as baseball. On unwritten rules. And all you got to do is listen to a comedian speak about society now. And the unwritten rules of politeness and indirect communication. Because when a comedian telling jokes and all of that, there is a hint of truth in all of their jokes. And so, truth-telling actually breaks through these societal scripts, making interactions feel unsafe and unpredictable. Let me give you an example. When you see somebody, the societal script is when you see somebody and greet them, you say, hello, how are you doing? That's the societal script. the unwritten rule is you're not supposed to really tell that person how you're doing. That is, that's just a gesture. People really are not asking you how you really doing.
So we need to find something else to say. Because now, as the person who is about to tell this person their day, I would be lying if I say good, but I'm having a bad day.
All right. I'll give you another equivalent of that. When somebody says, hey, how you doing? The hey, how you doing, the how you doing part is equivalent to somebody saying, hey, would you like to see some pictures of my grandkids? Yeah. Nah. Who really gonna say, nah, man, I don't claim to see no kid, picture of no damn grandkid.
Somebody who's not afraid to speak their mind.
Ooh, a truth teller? But, okay. But if that truth teller at that moment says, hey, man, I'm not interested in seeing any pictures of grandkids, what would said response be of the grandparent trying to show the picture? Will that be an open response like, oh, I understand? Or will they have an emotional response and calling you mean and all of this stuff?
They would have the emotional response. They would. But the responsibility on their behalf, you don't know what type of day this person having, which was the result of the response you got. He's having a bad day. I'm not interested in seeing nobody's grandchildren. My son such is in the hospital dealing with such and such. They say they ain't got that much time to live out. Fuck your grandkids. Respectfully.
Hey, and what did I say? What was the last thing I said? Truth telling breaks the script, making interactions feel unsafe or unpredictable. And if you respond at that moment like that, that person is going to feel unsafe. And probably say, they wasn't expecting that. I couldn't have predicted that response.
No, they wasn't. Just like the person who asked the individual how they doing wouldn't expect the how they doing. The, oh man, shit, I woke up, my tie flat, come to find out my wife cheating on top of that. Goddamn, you know, all of this other shit. You know, they were okay, buddy.
I got all these problems, but you want me to look at a picture of some kids nestled up in our fireplace. Man, come on. Don't you have some work to do? The boss coming. All right. Nah. Trigger warning. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.